Okay, then. So we will stay on cricket for tonight's show. We'll now have an exclusive interview with the head coach of the Derbyshire Falcons women's side, John Dyson. John, thanks for coming on to the show. How are you doing? You okay?
Pleasure, Matthew. Very well. Thank you. Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, so we're about 4 games of the way through the season so far in this, well, revamped women's domestic season for 2025. Just first of all, John, Derbyshire Falcons women recently played at the County Ground for, I think, the first time ever when you recently played Yorkshire women in the Metrobank Women's One Day Cup. Just before we talk about obviously results and performances, just how big a moment is it for the women's side at Derbyshire that they got to play at the County Ground?
Yeah, I mean it's obviously a big thing for the players. That there has been some previous sides played in different tournaments over the years, but this has been the first game for the new setup and the new side. Yeah, so in terms of the new domestic setup, this has been our first home game. Yeah,
And
and players just very excited to be in that first class stadium environment. The change in facilities, the support staff that surround them, the practice facilities, the pitch, the quality of the pitch, the surface itself. So, some big changes from club cricket, yeah.
yeah, does stuff like that show the progression of the women's game? Because I've noticed as well when it comes to social media, because obviously I always look into that aspect of journalism as well. All the updates is coming from, the whole Derbyshire County Cricket Club account. I think it really shows a lot of progression for the women's game.
Yeah, and there's a lot of support, as you say, on through social media, and support from clubs as well, and just the game in general. It's been well supported, and I think the players feel supported and valued as well. Yeah.
So let's look at the last couple of games. So you've played Yorkshire Women twice in a row in two different competitions. So in 50 overs in the Metrobank Women's Cup and in the T20 Cup as well. It's been a tough start. So there were defeats against Yorkshire Women on both occasions. So what was your analysis of the team's performances there against a very, very tough side?
Yeah, we knew it was always going to be a tough challenge. We were going into an environment where we were up against ex-England internationals and professional contracted players. So we knew it was going to be a big ask. So we just kind of set out to do our skills at appropriate times as much as we could, really. We were well beaten. There's no hiding from that. And we were kind of disappointed in things that we felt we could have done a little bit better, but just failed to grasp that opportunity at the right time. We'd had a really close game at Gloucester. That was much even sided contest. But then coming against Kent, and Kent were a good outfit as well. So it's a learning curve. It's a steep learning curve, and it's a challenge for us as coaches and for the players as well. We talk about resilience a lot, and we talk about bouncing back and taking opportunities, and that's what we'll look to do against Glamorgan a week today, next Thursday.
Yeah, so I mean, in terms of the league table, so from the Metrobank Women's One Day Cup, so in the 50-over format, so it's currently 3 defeats from 3. But what positives have you been able to take from the season so far?
We've got off to good starts in most of the games. Certainly, the first two games for Gloucester and Kent, our strike rate at the top of the order is high, and I think that's kind of the analysts will be picking up on that. The opposition will be looking at that where we're going at 7, 8 and over. We're not able to sustain that throughout the innings, so that's been a slight frustration where we need to look at batting tempo, particularly 50 over cricket, and just kind of reflecting on how we get to a competitive score almost kind of going through the gears and not trying to win the game in the first 10 overs. But equally important, not losing the game in the first 10 overs. So batting tempo and consistency and batting depth really have been our biggest lessons. We've given some self-enforced errors in the field. We've dropped some catches. There's no hiding away from that we've dropped a lot of catches. So that's been a big learning for us as well. But there's been periods in all the games where we've had a moment where we're doing things well. You know, we're kind of competing and doing things well. We've just not had that consistency to kind of push those moments a little bit longer, a little bit deeper into the game.
I noticed as well in terms of individual performances, I think Gemma Rose has really stood out. I mean, her performances have been, I think she's only 18. I mean, does that
She is,
show just how strong the pathway and the development side of the club is at the moment?
It says, I mean, she's a leg spinner, so she's learning her skill. To be fair, she's forced her way into the side. She wasn't first choice at the beginning of the winter. So through her hard work and a kind of, you know, the increase in the skill levels this winter, she's forced herself for into selection and took her opportunity, which is fantastic for her as a young player. Just missed out on a five for against Yorkshire, which was really frustrating for both her and us really. But a good prospect for the future. Laura Shaw again dominating the batting in terms of strike rate and averages, but then breaks a finger, so he's out for 3 or 4 weeks. So we've been hit by injuries to key players. Again, you know, that's a fact. It's not something we can hide away from. But players have to come in and fill other players' shoes. That's what happens in sport. We have a squad that we feel can do that. Yeah.
And well, in any sport, not just cricket, in any sport, obviously confidence and momentum is huge. So once you get that first win on the boards, do you reckon that can spark, you know, a bit of a chain reaction? You can string maybe, you know, two or three wins together on the bounce.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the players are bouncing back, which is good. I mean, we lost heavily to Yorkshire on the Saturday, and then they put us in the field on the Monday. But our approach to the prep to the game and the warm ups and that first 20 overs in the field was full of confidence, brimming with confidence, and that was good to see that. You know, even with kind of adversity and all that pressure that's on them, that you know, there's a confidence within the group that they can still go out and play well together as a team. So that was a really pleasing moment in the T20 that our 20 overs in the field was full of some good moments, some levels of skill there that were put on display. Yeah.
And just finally, John, so your next game is at home at Duffield this time against Glamorgan Women in the 50-over format in the Metrobank Cup. What's your thoughts going into that match, and how strong a team are Glamorgan's women's side?
They'll be a strong side as well. I mean, there aren't any easy games in the competition. Full stop. You know, every game is a difficult game. Glamorgan will be a tier one side the year after next. So again, their prep will be gearing towards you know, their direction of travel in terms of being a tier one. So they'll have some good players. So we know again it will be a tough challenge, but. In terms of our approach to it, we've still got key players out injured. So we've got, you know, the opening bowler is still injured. Our leading batter has got a broken finger. You know, we're not at full strength again. You know, we're not kind of our strongest 11 at the moment. But players that are selected will go in there and just look to deliver their skills really. We'll still play our way. We'll still be positive and confident, and back our skills. We want to bat 50 overs. That's a key benchmark in our next game, that we want to bat deep and bat through the 50 overs. And we want to minimise the mistakes that we've been making. We're looking for some strong foundation, some basic things in terms of extras and wides, hanging on to catches, grabbing opportunities, and batting deep, as I say, through 50 overs, with our batters dominating the 50 overs as well. So they're our key indicators for next week. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time, John. It's much appreciated, and best of luck for next week's game against Glamorgan's women's side. So I get the feeling once you get that first win on the board, the next two or three will then come up very quickly. So thanks for your
Yeah.
time, John. Much appreciated,
Pleasure,
and I'm sure
Matthew.
we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much.